Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Hi, David Yontif. Oh my God, David, adore you.
Can I just tell you, I was just on IG looking at some old things from a week or two ago. Diana Jenkins has just called in the Ghostbusters.
What?
And she said that she's having her house saged to clear it from all the haters out there.
Ooh, okay, she's just gonna fight back. I think that's what people want. They just want you to like,
she doesn't care.
Say what you say, double down. I don't think she doesn't give a shit, I'm sure. She probably doesn't.
Nope, she doesn't care. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on about Randall Emmett. Have you seen this?
Oh my God. You know, it's out here in LA. You know, I live in LA and it's in the LA Times. I have not read it. I have seen I've just read like the recap of like the juiciest stuff. What's your thoughts? I mean, I loved your Emmett interview. I've listened to Layla's podcast. I've loved Layla on your show. I mean, to some degree,
Lala.
You
could listen. Kim D mispronounces everyone's name too. So, like, why shouldn't
I gotta
you?
I gotta meet my girl fair. Kim D. Kim D and I have so much in common. Okay, Lala.
I can't read this LA Times thing because it wants me to subscribe. I'm not doing that.
I'll give you my subscription.
I mean, that's a problem, but it's coming out. I mean, I don't know if you have it there and you can read any of it, but it's just coming out that. This is not good. I mean, the title is The Man Who Played Hollywood, Inside Randall Emmett's Crumbling Empire. I mean, it's such a bad article. I mean, here's the thing that I know about Randall. Now, I have a friend, she's like a narcissist abuse expert. And so she always talks to me about, she actually dated Luis Relias, Teresa's person.
Okay.
She claims is a narcissist. She goes down and she says like Jim Edmonds and, you know, Megan King's ex and Luis and Randall. She always says Randall is like classic narcissist, which I have a situation with Randall. I've had a situation. And here's the thing. Okay. Look at how you always get excited when I'm about to reveal
I love
something.
Tea. I love scandal.
Now, it's just, listen, everyone's going to love this because here's some behind the scenes stuff. I had Randall on my show. I absolutely loved him. I will agree. I loved him. But if you think about it, that is what a narcissist does, right?
They fall in love with them.
But I'm not making any statements about him being, I just had him, I loved him. So that was that. We texted each other, loved each other, whatever. Then I had Megan Weaver on. Now, Megan Weaver is on Jeff Lewis's show, as we all know. Oh, look how excited you're getting.
Keep going.
So Megan Weaver is from Flipping Out. Okay. And Megan, listen, the thing is, as much as I suck as a person and I'm not good at anything in life, I'm good at this podcast and I'm good, like I can read people. Like I'm a mess in my life, but it's not. It's, I just can't, I know what situations are. So okay. Randall, so I had Megan Weaver on, it has nothing really to do with Randall. It's Flipping Out, Jeff Lewis. Let's talk about Gage and Jenny. She's on the radio now with Jeff. However, Randall and Lala, if you remember, were on Flipping Out because Jeff did their house along with Megan.
Okay.
So the bottom line is Megan didn't tell me. So we talked about that. All positive. Oh my God. La, la, love, la, la, la. Megan wouldn't say anything bad about anyone. So the episode comes out, and in the title, it's like Megan Weaver on, you know, I always put what we talk about, Jeff Lewis on Jeff and Jenny, on Jeff and Gage, flipping out. And I said on Randall and Lala, because we talked about that, you know, let's put that in the title. Let's get everyone to listen. We're going to talk about Randall and Lala, period. That's really that end of it. So now she told this story about Leonardo DiCaprio, about his beach house in Malibu, and how his beach house was decorated Titanic theme. So I'm yes.
I remember this because this even made Vanity Fair. Keep going.
It went, right, because this is part of the story. This is not me bragging. This is actually part of the story. So, right, so it was. I was like, wait a second, because now that I know what the media looks for, I'm like, Leonardo DiCaprio, one of the biggest movie stars in the entire world, had this beach house in Malibu that you stayed at. And there's like what, like Titanic posters of himself? Like he's like, this is like a shrine to the Titanic. I think that's kind of crazy. So of course the media did, and it went everywhere. Vanity Fair. So it went, and every time there was a press hit, so that the episode comes out. And as these things are being hit, I'm saying to Megan, like, hey girl, like you're making the big time. I mean, not with an ego, just like kidding around. Like, look at all, like, go knock on fucking Jeff Lewis's door and show him all this press you're getting over here. Like, fuck him. You're Megan Weaver. You know, it's fun. Then she was in Architectural Digest, and she's a designer. I'm like, I got you an Architectural Digest, honey. Megan and I had like a 4-day love affair. So this is important in this story because we were going back and forth. So I was in constant contact with her over the 4 days that this press erupted.
Okay,
Randall.
Keep going.
So Randall just, this is so period. Then my phone rings. It's fucking Randall Emmett. Okay. So I pick up and Randall's like, you know, Megan is really mad at you. Now he's doing a movie with Megan Fox in Machine Gun Kelly. I almost shit my fucking pants. I'm like, what? Like, I do not want to be on Megan Fox's bad side. Like, what did I do? He said, Megan. I thought he meant Megan Fox. I'm not even, like, assuming, right? You're on the movie set with Megan Fox. So I'm like, yeah, I literally almost shit my pants. I'm like, I don't want Megan Fox coming for me, Machine Gun Kelly. Like, I'm scared.
That would be awesome press, though. We'll take
it. That would be awesome press. Right. And he's like, no, not Megan Fox, you idiot. Megan Weaver. So, right. So now I'm like really confused. And he's like, well, I just spoke to Megan Weaver.
Okay.
Like, what does, now, okay, let me also give you a backstory, quick backstory. He owed Megan Weaver money, allegedly. Megan didn't tell me this, but someone else. So this is just allegedly like a thing that was out
there. Okay.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I mean, Randall and 50 Cent had a very public, I mean, they were, you know, and that was over money and contract disputes and a lot of shady, allegedly.
And not for nothing, he owed Dana Wilkie money, or Dana Wilkie.
Okay.
And that is a public thing. And I think
in this article, the highlights that I've read, I mean, allegedly, Randall would send assistants, people that worked for their team, to go get drugs and then meet him at various hotels. And he often wouldn't have the money. So he would ask in various ways for them to put it on their credit cards, get cash and pay for drugs. Like, I mean, the heart of this story, supposedly from all the highlights I've read so far, is, you know, he was a crazy drug addict. And I mean, he owes a lot of people money that he would borrow from so they would buy him and go pick up. I mean, he would ask assistants to drive across LA, pick up drugs and then carry the drugs.
Lala is so, I've had her on. She is, you could all think what you want about Lala. Lala is fucking brilliant. She's smart. It's really, I have no reason to say this. She's smart. She's a real
okay
businesswoman. She's great. But so he owed Megan money. Let's just put that out there. Allegedly, But so that, cause that's important for the story. So he called me and he said, Megan is mad at you. It's not Megan Fox, it's Megan Weaver. I'm like, oh, what? And he's like, I just spoke to Megan and she's pissed off that you're putting the episode out now. It's like, it was like 4 weeks old, 3 weeks old. That's what happens. We have a schedule here. He's like, it clicked. David, it clicked. Now he was calling me because he wanted me to take the episode down because his name is in the title and he thought that we said, oh, Randall's a scumbag and he owes you money. Instead of just saying that to me, I'm a straight shooter. You call me and you're telling, now this is why I told you about the press.
Okay.
If this was like Snooki or all these other people I interviewed, Suzanne Summers, he thought he was big Hollywood producer and I was little David. He didn't understand that I'm speaking to Megan Weaver every 15 minutes. Megan, you just made People Magazine. Hey, Megan, so he took for granted the fact that he just assumed I was like some loser that you know what I mean? Like, I'm not speaking to Snooki every day after she's on my podcast. He kind of just skipped that step that in what world, like he didn't assume that Megan's not mad. I mean, I just spoke to her 30 seconds ago, dude. Like, this story doesn't add up.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. I'm speaking to Megan Weaver. Like, she's not mad at me. So then I, of course, when it was over, I texted her and I'm like, Randall just called me and says you're mad at me. And she's like, oh my God. So that's what it turned out to be. He was calling me because he owed her money, allegedly. And when his name was in the title, he wanted me to take the episode down because he thought we said Randall's a scumbag and he owes money. We didn't say that. We just said, oh my God, Randall and Lala and flipping out. Woo, fangirl. You get it?
Yes. Yes. So
when that happened, I was like, oh, I see it. You're such an insecure person. So that's the crap I saw. Then he FaceTimed me and said, dude, I'm on the set of the movie. Showing me the movie. He was doing reshoots in Puerto Rico. Oh, no, it gets better. He's like, bro, you know what, bro? You're going to come. You're coming to the premiere. You're going to be on the red carpet with like MGK and Megan. I'm like, okay, yeah, great. Like, I mean, I knew this would never happen. So listen, I'm not coming for him. I'm just telling this really true story. There you go. People love these behind the scenes things. So that really happened. And it was that moment that I was like, oh, this was before all the stuff came out. I was just like quietly, like, I'm not going to say anything to Lala. It's like, it's a small thing. I was just like, oh man, like you can't even handle, like you really want to control the narrative.
Yeah,
you can't
he does.
Handle this.
He does.
But so, I mean, this isn't David Yontef behind the velvet robe. I mean, pat myself on the back. This is the fucking LA Times. And this headline is way worse than thinking that I said that, you know, Megan owes you money or you owe Megan money. So this has got to be, he's got to be freaking out.
Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive. And this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. I mean, he's put out a statement to the New York Post now. He says this is part of Lala Kent's smear campaign against him. But, you know, this is a long researched article, and it alleges that the 51-year-old faces mountains of debt, lawsuits, and abuse allegations. One woman who was even represented by Gloria Allred, you did a fantastic interview with her too, claimed in a letter obtained by the newspaper that Emmett once told her when she was 23 that to receive acting work from him, she would have to perform sexual favors. She settled a $200,000 lawsuit with him. I mean, everything. The young woman ended up landing minor roles in two of Emmett's films, and according to Allred's letter, during that period allegedly gave the movie producer massages, oral sex, and allowed him to digitally penetrate her in addition to standing naked in front of him as he masturbated in his office. I mean, the allegations are crazy, of drugs, of everything.
I mean, listen, here's the thing, you know, don't listen to us. Everyone decide on your own. Does this shock? Is this shocking?
Well, it's not shocking in light of everything we've heard through, Me Too, right? I mean, this is very reminiscent of Harvey Weinstein. Like, Emmett probably isn't as big as Harvey Weinstein is in Hollywood or was, but it's very much like that, where essentially, you know, I'm sure the mountains of debt, all that stuff is true, you know?
I tend to believe it's true. I tend to believe the drugs are true. I tend to believe all of it, really.
Yeah,
But I can tell you, I mean, I don't know. I've had Lala on here. I don't think Lala is, I think it's honestly the opposite. I mean, the most important thing in her life is Ocean, and this is Ocean's father. So when she says, I don't really want to go and say all these things. I mean, she's said it before on my show, Stassi's show. She's like, look, I can go so much deeper. Like, it's my daughter's father. I'm not going to. So I don't think this is a part of Lala Kent's smear campaign, and that this is what's keeping her up at night. I mean, no one's, what's her benefit in that? I mean, it's over, right? Like, she doesn't need to get back in anyone. It's over. I'm not shocked. I'm not. And there's my story to add to it. And look, more stuff could come out, but I mean, this has got to be like, if you're worried about your name in a headline on Behind the Velvet Rope with Megan Weaver, this article's got to be.
And look, I think you and I have this conversation offline all the time. It never fails to amaze me. These people who, I mean, housewives, like the fact that they are reading Reddit threads and listening to our podcast. I mean, it's great for us, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, it never fails to amaze me how huge the stars are and how much they care. And I think you see that from the Kardashians, right? The Kardashians, for years and years, they read all their press. You know, they read all their press. They now control all their press. I mean, I'm sure they've had many fake Finsta accounts. They've even admitted it, that where they're like trying to control the narrative. I mean, I guess that's what it takes to be a star. Like, you have to care that much.
I mean, I assume the Kardashians have 15 people in a room that read all the press. I doubt. I mean, do they read it themselves? I don't know.
I think Kim still does. Kim's very, very aware of her. I mean, I'm sure she doesn't read all of it now because there's so much all the time. But, oh, I think, yeah, Kim and Chris. Oh, my God. 100%. Chloe.
Well, guess what, Sarah?
What?
Guess what, Sarah?
What?
Kim Kardashian, you are an icon. Kris Jenner, you are amazing. Khloe Kardashian, you are the closest thing to God. Kendall Jenner, you are gorgeous. Kylie Jenner, I love you, girl. Kourtney, I love my Kourtney. So I just take it in. Let's put your name in the headline here. You guys are epic.
I've said it for years. How can you hate on them? They created a media empire, and they should be an inspiration to everybody, because believe me, for how many years were they a joke? I mean, they still are, but I mean, now they're laughing all the way to the bank. But I mean, for years, I mean, people were like, Kim will never appear on the cover of Vogue. Kim isn't this. She's not that. I mean, Kim has defied every single thing that people have said she can't do. They're amazing. And Chris, look, she was a marketing machine for Caitlyn when Caitlyn was, you know, before Caitlyn's transition, and she was an Olympian. I mean, Chris brought Bruce back from like the brink of basically bankruptcy. They're genius. I have nothing but great things to say too. And I adore Khloe. I think everybody wants to see Khloe happy. And Kim's amazing. Kim's a genius.
And not for nothing, every person I have on my show that knows them says the same thing. They fucking work. They work. And yeah, like, oh, yeah, you, yeah. You like read about them with, yes, they make questionable choices with their hearts. Okay. Like, they're going to pick these guys, but short of that, when do you read anything scathingly negative, really dark about the Kardashians?
Oh, well, all like, the time.
Because I don't like, I well, don't, you know,
Kim's now being sister. Sued.
But there is stuff I know about the ex-assistant. Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know about that. I just know about she's coming out with, she was trying to come out with a makeup line. She stole another, you know, I think they do much like what Mark Zuckerberg has been accused of for years, which is they find other content creators and they rip off everything that they're doing and then they create their own stuff. I mean, you can argue that's capitalism. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is notorious for flying people out to Facebook, pretending like he's going to hire them, taking all their ideas and then never calling them again. I mean, those stories have been out there for years and years and years. And the Kardashians, not in a different way, but they allegedly, I mean, Kim's being sued right now for not Skims, but allegedly taking from a black creator. And anyway, I mean, so you hear a lot of it.
Well, I mean, I guess then yes, my point Kim that Kardashian, I just try to make is
Kim
wrong.
Kardashian lawyer says skin trademark lawsuit is not what it seems. We've done nothing wrong. Okay. So the whole gist of this is Kim's being sued for skin, is responding to a lawsuit Skins. Against her claiming – well, now she's going to launch a skincare line called Skin, SKKN, claiming her company has done nothing wrong. In a lengthy statement provided to Us Weekly, lead attorney Michael Rhodes, who represents the 41-year-old, denied any wrongdoing. The lawsuit is not what it seems. Let's see. Anyway, you can read the whole thing, but this is allegedly she stole from a Brooklyn-owned Miss Lunsford company. She's a small business.
Well, give the woman 150 grand and have her go. I mean, as Mr. Wonderful says, like, you know, what's going to stop one of the big guys from coming along and crushing you like the cockroach that you are? That's what Mr. Wonderful says.
Well,
My point of what I was just trying to say about the Kardashians is totally been proven wrong. So, David, go check yourself at the door.
Anyway, no, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
But that's the thing about Randall. And so listen, with Harvey, it started as one article, didn't it? By Ron.
And for years, so. I mean, it was little whispers. And we've seen that with Randall, whether it's been, you know, 50 Cent, Layla drops. I mean, if you listen to Layla's podcast and you read between the lines. Oh my God, stop.
It's okay. You're learning your Bravo people as we go along, and that's okay.
No, I'm a terrible. I've never been a Vanderpump Rules fan. That's why. Lala's. Well, if you listen to her podcast and you read between the lines, you know there's a lot of drama there. But anyway, it was very scathing. Yes.
It was very scathing. Everyone should read it. Now, speaking of lawsuits, Miss Nene Leakes.
This is a juicy one that's just dropping.